Now, last week, Carl Mary took us on a trip to a pub in Stock that was the Bear. And I think this week you're off to Little Dumbo, apart from various other places as well, possibly.
Well, yes, because the story, those places aren't mentioned, it ends at Little Dumbo.
Right.
And we'll see.
And what's the story called?
It's called Matilda Fitzwalter.
Right, thank you.
Maid Marian is buried in the Lady Chapel of Little Dunmo Church. There, I've said it. Although some call her Matilda Fitzwalter. On Matilda's 18th birthday, her father, who was a rich man, held a great tournament in her honour at one of his castles. She was crowned Queen of Beauty. After all, she was the tournament man's daughter. She was the rich man's daughter, but she was beautiful. And that tournament went on for 3 days, and those 3 days would have been enjoyable for Matilda, but for one thing. For each one of those 3 days, Matilda had to endure Prince John sitting by her side. He had the look of a wolf, and each time his eyes fell upon the young girl, they glittered with lust. And Matilda shuddered at the thought of his lechery. But a good brought-up girl does not do or say anything that will offend a prince, for fear of what might happen to her family and her father. On the fourth day, a new champion appeared. He appeared in burnished mail, with a long sword, and he outfought every man there. And Matilda, her job was to hang the victor's chain around his neck, and as she did so, she looked into his blue eyes and his fresh face, and something came over her. And she longed to speak to him, but before she could even say a word, he was gone. Gone, disappeared into the forest. And Prince John just smiled or leered at poor Matilda. But for the next few months, Prince John was embroiled in politics and arguments with his barons. And one of the barons was Matilda Fitzwalter's father. And Prince John attacked the Fitzwalter estate, attacked the castle, and he killed Matilda's father. But she managed to escape. She ran and sought safety in the forest. And she made her way deeper into the dark woods, deeper and deeper. A whole day and a half she wandered deeper, deeper into the woods, until she was lost. But it was only then she felt safe enough to rest, safe that Prince John would not find her. And as she rested, a tall man with a longbow in his hand found her. And when she looked into his blue eyes and his fresh face, she realized this was the champion at the tournament on her 18th birthday. And he introduced himself. He was none other than the Earl of Huntingdon, Robin Hood. And she went with Robin, and she lived in the forest with Robin and his followers. And she told them she'd like to be known as Maid Marian. And love grew between her and Robin. And in time, the greenwood echoed with the sound of merriment as the two lovers were married. And there are many adventures, of course, of Robin Hood and Maid Marian. It's not my job to tell you those now. But when King Richard returned, Robin's lands and title were restored to him. And Matilda and Robin lived in fine estate. And for the first time since her father's death, she had beautiful clothes, good food, and a warm, soft bed to sleep in. But when the king died of an old wound that he contracted in battle years before, his brother John became king. And it wasn't long before Robin and Marian were forced out of their fine castle, and forced to live the life of outlaws again in the forest. But now they were older. Life was harsher than it had been in their youth. And when Robin died, Marian, Matilda, made her way back to Essex, and she found sanctuary with the nuns at Dunmo Priory, and she wished to live out the rest of her life in the safety and peace of the priory. But even there she was not safe. King John sent a knight, Sir Robert de Medivh, to present her with a fine pair of gloves. Now Sir Robert was an honourable knight, and he had no idea of the king's plan. He did not know the king had impregnated those gloves with poison. And he presented them to Lady Matilda, and they were indeed beautiful gloves, and she put them on. And Sir Robert bade her farewell and rode away, thinking of the beauty of Matilda. For though she was older, her beauty still shone through. He rode away, and he thought that He'd never seen a woman of such mature years with such beauty. She was on his mind all the time he rode away, and at dusk he sensed something might be wrong, and he turned round his horse. He had misgivings about those gloves. He rode back swiftly to the priory, only to find Matilda lying on a bier in front of the altar, with the nuns weeping all around her, the altar surrounded by flowers, for the poison had done its work. It had eaten into her flesh, and it had killed her. Sir Robert vowed he would never serve the king again. He cursed himself for his foolishness. He never did return to court or King John. He put aside his armour. He renounced his title and his estates, and he entered Dunmow Priory as an Augustinian monk. And there, for the rest of his life, he prayed every day for forgiveness.
Now, I didn't know that Robin and Maid Marian were ever in Essex. I always thought they were in Sherwood Forest around Nottingham.
Well, I was at a medieval thing in Sussex, near Hastings, just a month or so ago, as a tourist, not as a medieval storyteller. And the man told a story there about Willie of the Weald, who is said to be the real Robin Hood. And that's down in Sussex and Kent.
Got around.
My feeling is he's from Yorkshire.
Right.
There's enough proof for that. But he travels, Robin Hood's legends travel all over, really. It may be that Matilda Fitzwalter's father's castle was not in Essex, but she makes her way back to Essex, maybe somewhere she'd known as a young child or whatever, somewhere she thought would be safe from the king. Well, that's a little near London for that.
Yes.
But doesn't do her any good. But people claim to have Robin Hood has come from all sorts of places.
Clearly so. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Carl. Much appreciated.